seen the movie Death at a Funeral?
I don't remember if I saw that.
Hysterical. Just like that story you were telling.
Yeah.
Laugh after laugh. Death at a Funeral. There's two versions, one from England and one from Chris Rock. That's hysterical. Oh my gosh, Death at a Funeral.
Yeah, one more thing I did to make sure I could weather the 6 weeks was I created a contest. See, who could bring the most outrageous thing to eat or drink during sacrament meeting? And I won the contest on the eats, and a friend of mine won the contest on the drinks. I brought pork chops and ate them without being caught during sacrament meeting. Everybody thought that was just hilarious. But a friend of mine brought a whole large, what is it, a liter bottle of Coke, and drank the whole thing with no straw without getting caught. And he won the award on the drink part. And my friend Brent, the same one I told you about, he was trying to duplicate that, and he had a big Coke bottle in his jacket. And he was asked to come up front and give another prayer. And it was I think it was Sunday school or something. Anyway, it was before the whole congregation. And I watched him. And as he walked up, I could see his jacket swinging back and forth with that Coke bottle in it. And I kept thinking, please let the Coke bottle fall. But...
So this is our teacher's deeply spiritual background.
Yeah. So anyway, after 6 weeks, I finally thought, well, I think I can handle this, you know. I think I got it down so I can work through the boredom. You know, maybe I'll learn a few things on the side. And
they're changing their mind, yeah.
Yeah.
You grow up in the Mormon church, you got to get by. Get by.
Yeah. I went to a service in 1970 in New York City, and it was amazing the difference. Every speaker was really intelligent, and the special number was a professional opera singer. And I thought, wow, this is the best church service I've ever been to in my life. And then for the main speaker, they had some Utah Mormon speak, and all of a sudden we were back, my brothers and sisters, I'm really happy to be here today. I'm not that great of a speaker, but, you know, I'm here to do the job of my Heavenly Father. You know, that's the way they talk, you know. And I thought, wow, what a difference between a Utah Mormon and New York Mormon. And the thing in the church is the closer you get to Utah, the more boring it is. Except for Adam.
Utah women are fine, though.
Yeah, you know, when I was in college, whenever I went down to Utah, I was impressed at how good-looking the women are down there. And a lot better than the University of Idaho, where I went. But I'm glad I went to the University of Idaho, though, because I didn't want to go to a regular Mormon school because I didn't like the flavor of all Mormonism. You know, I like the variety. Even when I was younger, even when I was in the church, big believer and everything. What you got over there, Ren? Are you, is that your lunch?
Well, you were talking about vitamins. Just following instructions here. Nothing to do with this one.
Okay, there's a lot of causes of disease. And one of the biggest cures, the cure of disease is kind of interesting in the fact that sometimes spiritual cures seem to work and sometimes they don't. So the question is, why is it that they sometimes work and why is it that they sometimes don't work? And the reason is that the curative power is the inner world of the spirit and soul. And once this is tapped into, once this energy is tapped into, then miracles can happen. But what prevents us from tapping into it 100%? Our minds and our feelings produce like static. They get in the way. And this is why sometimes A healing technique will produce miracles because the static is low. Now, there's other reasons for miracles, is that maybe you have help from supernatural beings that might come assist you, and that can help even though there is static. But if you get the static low, then the spiritual energy can accumulate and produce miraculous results. Because in the world of pure spirit, where you might say it's the world of pure ideas, you have perfection. It knows no imperfection. It knows the design of our bodies, and it knows how our bodies were functioned and how they were originally created. And so if we can go back to that world of spirit in our consciousness, then that spiritual power can recreate us, even to the point of the resurrection of the dead, once we're tapped into the pure spiritual energy. I know several people taking off. Do you guys want to take a 5-minute break?
No.
Yeah? Okay. And so once we tap into that pure world of spirit, then miracles can happen. It's interesting that Sherry, a while back, Susan's daughter, posted on the list about an encounter with a healer named Brazzo. And the fascinating part about this guy is he doesn't even speak English. And all he does is come appear before a group, and the group looks at him, and miraculous healings take place. And what's that?
He
just appears on a stage. Everybody will be gathered out, and he comes, and he'll stand, and he'll just look at people. And when people look at him and catch his gaze, a lot of them just are very stimulated. And they are healed. Now, you want to tell the experience of your daughter?
Real quick. About her Brazzo experience?
Yeah.
Sterling was invited to speak at a conference in Hawaii, and Sherry went with him. And as part of the conference, there was going to be this guy that was going to stand there and gaze. This was his first time of coming to the United States. She thought it was pretty weird. And they were playing music, and they decided, we might as well go over and just stand there. And a lot of people bring pictures of people to heal, and she knew that, so she had a picture of her daughter that she was holding up. And she has scoliosis, about a 7% curvature to her back, and she wasn't even thinking about herself. And she used to have to go to a chiropractor about twice a week, but after gazing with him, I think it was about 3 times in Hawaii. She has not had to go to a chiropractor. That was a year and a half ago. She's been to 2 Brazzo gazings, and she doesn't have back pain anymore, and she was in constant pain.
And it's still pretty good shape, Rebecca?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good.
Susan, how do you spell that?
Brazzo.
Yeah, it's different than
it's But it's pronounced Brazzo.
Brazzo, right?
And there's big websites and stuff on him.
Yeah, there's all kinds of different healing techniques. It's interesting, but they have one thing in common, is they all try to lower the static level. And somehow Brazzo accomplished this. By looking at him, the expectation that people have, because the word is getting out, and that helps, and when people just look at him, it lowers their static level. So then the spiritual energy can come and promote the healing that they desire, because the spiritual intelligence that exists in the unseen world knows what your perfect body should be.
When you said lowers the static level, is that similar to lowering the vibration?
Well, it lowers the vibration of the static anyway. The spiritual vibration is heightened. Well, it's like It's like tuning in a radio. You turn in a radio and you get static, and then you fine-tune it, the static goes away. So the bad vibration goes, this interfering bad vibration goes away. Comes from our thoughts. Like, suppose you go there with a thought in your mind, this is just a bunch of garbage. Okay, that's a piece of static that interferes with seeing if it's really going to work or not. So that's it. Or if you're thinking about, you know, I can't wait to get away from here because I have this appointment. Okay, that would be like static. Now, this type of static is fine in day-to-day living, but as far as the approach to healing, it produces interference to healing. And this is one of the problems that mentally polarized people have, is sometimes we actually think too much. And matter of fact, mentally polarized people have a hard time being hypnotized because as the hypnotist is trying to hypnotize them, they're thinking other things. So a person that's not too much into the mind can actually has less interference in some ways to the higher energy. So if a person is quite mental, he needs to learn to still his thoughts down in order to approach the spiritual energies. Now, later on I'm going to give an exercise to approach this. I don't think we have enough time. But later I'm going to give an exercise that will help to tune out all the static. This will hopefully open the way to some really interesting spiritual flow. In the meantime, I think we have enough time to go over this. This is, when I was on the list, when Sherry shared this about Brazzo, I was thinking, well, what makes this work? And my inner self, as I did a lot of contemplation on this, my inner self says the blue dot. Okay, well, the blue dot took me back. This was a story in the National Enquirer, run a story about the blue dot about 20 years ago or so, quite some time ago. I remember reading it ages ago. And there was a psychic. I believe her name was Linda Heavenly or something like that. And she claimed that she had energized this blue dot with her psychic wonderful powers that she has. And she's energized this blue dot, and the National Enquirer was going to publish this blue dot, and all you had to do was look at this blue dot that had been energized with Miss Heavenly's psychic energy, and you could be healed, you could win the lottery, you could get love and affection, new wife, new husband, whatever you wanted. Just think of what you wanted and stare at the blue dot, and it would magically come. And so the choir run this blue dot, told people to look at it and then write in what happened. And it was quite fascinating, all the letters that come in. Since they published this blue dot, people who use the blue dot have won $250 million in lottery money.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah. $250 million has been reported from people that stared at the blue dot and then thought about the lottery. That's what the Enquirer claims, anyway. But then all kinds of letters came in. People got healed. People had new relationships, all kinds of positive things from staring at this blue dot. So I thought that was quite fascinating. So the question is, what is there about this blue dot? I thought can't be the psychic energizing it. That, you know, that's neither here nor there. It's got to be something else. And what this does is it takes your mind off everything except your desire, that one desire that you want, opens the channel up between your desire and the spiritual world. Because what's before you? Just this blue dot. And the interesting part about the blue dot, blue is a very calming color, the most calming color. Red is the least calming color. So the red represents the static of the outside. The blue dot represents the peace on the inside. So what I want everybody to do is think about what you want. If you want to be healed, if you want a relationship, if you all win the lottery. Just try this out and stare at this blue dot for about a minute or so. And then tell me what kind of feelings you have after staring at the blue dot.
You look past the blue dot?
No, you look right into it. It's like a universe in there. You know, it's kind of a symbol of the universe. But just look in it almost like you're going inside of it as you're thinking about the one thing that you want.